Every year on June 30th, the State Department of Workforce Development takes an economic snapshot of Wisconsin's job data. This year saw an increase in the number of people who were drawing unemployment. The administrator of Wisconsin's unemployment insurance program is Hal Bergen. State law requires the fund to stay at or near $900 million. Bergen says now that it's dropped below that level, employers can expect to pay in more.
It'll mean an increase of, I think, overall about 6 to 7%. And hopefully it'll last only 1 year in duration. And depending on what happens to employment and the number of unemployment claims and the claims on the trust fund, it's possible that the rate could go back to the existing rate after this next period.
Bergen sees some encouraging economic signs. For one, people filing initial claims is down 20% compared to last year, and the state's unemployment rate is edging downward. In 1932, Wisconsin established the nation's first unemployment program. John Metcalf is Human Resources Director with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says the state tries to keep money in the unemployment cookie jar to guard against the economic equivalent of a rainy day, recession. Metcalf says other states do things differently.
Illinois and Minnesota, our neighbors, New York, Texas, California, have depleted their unemployment insurance trust funds, and in that situation they have to continue paying benefits, so they borrow money from the federal government, and that money has to be paid back at some point.
Metcalf says an increase in payments will be a pinch for Wisconsin employers, but he says being beholden to the federal government involves other negative financial implications. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.